I'm Kate. On the phone with me, it's Lori LeDuc. It's a pleasure to chat with the owner, operator, and tour guide at the brand new business Stratford Walking Tours. Lori, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kate. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm great. It's such a pleasure to chat with you and talk about your brand new business, Stratford Walking Tours. So, Lori, I am curious, what made you want to start this business, you know, offering walking tours of Stratford?
I felt there was a need for it. It's not something that's being offered. There's some audio tours, which are great, on the Destination Stratford website that are self-guided tours. But I found that in my travels, having a guided tour, someone who's local to take you around to different places and tell you those interesting stories, that's where I always have good memories of my trips, and I was hoping to offer that to visitors to Stratford.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, it's great for locals who have lived here too. You might hear a story you've never heard before.
Exactly. So it appeals not only to the visitors that come every summer, but I think to local people who, you know, you drive by the same building every day and sometimes you don't even notice it, but if you have a tour and hear about it, it just might teach you something, and next time you drive by, you might have a fond recollection of that.
And so what are some of the landmarks, spots on your tours?
Right, so it's the tour lasts about 75 minutes, and it's a 2-kilometer route. We start at City Hall, and we kind of wind our way down to around the courthouse, the library, the jail, over to the iconic Shakespearean Gardens. We cross under the Huron Street Bridge and have an interesting little information about all the places along the way, around by York Street, down by the river, and then up Waterloo Street, looking at the historic Queen's Inn, the former Knox Presbyterian Church, in the Armory, and then we wind our way back around by the Avon Theater and back to City Hall.
Wow. So it's definitely a good workout.
It is, yes. So you learn something, but it's also a good way to get your steps in.
Yeah, you're working your mind and your body. I love it.
Yes.
And so do you have a favorite building to talk about on your tour?
I love them all, but I think the place that's really captivates me is the Shakespearean Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is unique. It's special to Stratford. It gives our connection back to Stratford-upon-Avon in England, but it also makes it a local venue, beautiful for photographs, weddings, and scenic background. So I really enjoy that aspect in the history of it.
Yeah, I love it. And so what kind of history do you tell people on these tours?
Right. So I point out some of the architecture in the buildings, but I also tell stories about the people of the past. So when we're at City Hall, I talk about a former mayor named Tom Brown, who has a very interesting tale about rising up and becoming a great politician, very popular. But then all of a sudden, January 1st, 1930, he vanishes, leaves town and has lots of debts. And I won't give away the details.
Oh, my goodness.
There's lots of information about him. And then when we get to the jail, the jailer back in the early 1900s was an interesting character and actually lived at the jail with his wife and children. That
oh
was
my.
The way it was done. So
yeah.
We talked about him for a while. And different stories about Tom Patterson, of course, the founder of the Stratford Festival. And Mr. Orr, R. Thomas Orr, who was elemental builder in the park system and did so much for the city. So talking about not just what we see visibly around the city, but also the people who created and shaped the past.
Stratford has such a rich history that a lot of us might not have heard before. So it's a great opportunity to learn.
That's right.
How awesome is that you're the owner, the operator, and the tour guide, and you're taking all these people on an adventure through Stratford all by yourself? I just have to say hats off to you, because that's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a passion of mine. I have a background. I studied history at university. I grew up in Perth County, so I have an awareness and a passion for history and wanted to share that with others.
I love that. And so how do we book our tour? What's your website?
The website address is stratfordwalkingtours.ca, and the tickets for May and June are on there. You can book online. In fact, that's the only way, is to book online. $15 per ticket. And it's just easy to do that. We meet at the specified time at the front steps of City Hall, and then to start from there and end up back there.
Awesome. And it starts in May, so you can go ASAP.
That's right.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Lori, for taking the time to tell us a little bit about your brand new business, Stratford Walking Tours. That's Lori LeDuc. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.